The principal of Pretoria High School for Girls, Philippa Erasmus, has been placed on precautionary suspension for 3 months amid a racism allegations probe at the school. This was announced on Tuesday afternoon by Gauteng Education MEC Matome Chilwane. Last week, it emerged that a group of pupils allegedly shared offensive messages about their black classmates on a whites-only WhatsApp group. 12 pupils, 8 of whom are prefects, are also suspended. Chilwane explains.
There were some determination that we saw, and new evidence that had come forward that this is not an incident, a recent incident. There has been this complaint for quite some time, from last year as well, 2023, that were raised by some of the learners. And one of the whistleblowers came forward. And what makes me sad is that she got victimized, but she did come forward and were able to get that evidence that was received. So based on that, while we're still busy with the disciplinary process, we have taken a decision to suspend the principal of the school up until we conclude this matter. We have appointed the deputy principal, one of the deputies, to come in and act in the interim.
The EFF and Provincial ANC Youth League staged a demonstration outside the school before the visit by Chilwane. Times Live reporter Shonisani Chikalange spoke with EFF Tshwane spokesperson Tshegofatso Mashabane.
So today we are here at Pretoria High School for Girls because for 3 weeks we have encountered too much racism, and especially from the principal and the deputy, who continues to harbor racism. Whereas they are actually teaching young kids in this school that racism is, it can be tolerated and they can protect it. So from 2016 till now, this campus has been the center of racism. And we believe that if we have a principal and a deputy who cannot deal with the racism, they are the perpetuators of this racism that continues to harbor and plague this campus. So as the EFF, we are calling for the removal of the principal and the deputy together with their appointed SGB.
Chikalange also spoke to some parents at the school.
There are obviously concerns, but we're hoping the school will do the necessary investigations, get to the bottom of the issue and clear whatever the allegations are.
Have you been aware of racist incidents? I mean, it's not the first one at Girls High that we've heard.
Well,
of.
Over the past, the historic stuff that we've heard about, it's obviously not the first incident. But, I mean, I haven't had anything or complaints from her. And, let's get to the bottom of it. And if there is issues, let the school deal with it.
I don't know much, but what my daughter has told me, they've had to learn the code of conduct because she's grade 8. So they did learn the code of conduct and they did write tests about it. I don't really get to deal with much with it. My wife is more the one, so I can't really say. But as far as what I know, apparently it's more in the higher grades than what in the entry level. Mm-hmm. So I can't really comment on what happened.
Mm-hmm. But does it worry you at all that the school might be going through this?
It's worrying, but I think the smaller ones, it doesn't seem to bother them as much.
Wednesday marks the second day of disciplinary proceedings at the school. Reporting for Times Live, I'm Demi Buzo.